Okay, we're up to Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. Itmar. Niskavein lahagdias hatolush tichotach es hamechuber. Person intended to pick up a knife and in a bed of vegetables, and all he wanted to do was pick up the knife. And the chotach es hamechuber, and by mistake he caught something that was connected to the ground. So potter, he's potter from a chatas. That's not called shogeg. That's called mesasik. That's not shogeg. Lachtoch es hatolush, the chotach es hamechuber. He intended to cut something separated from the ground. He thought there was a watermelon that was separated from the ground. He wanted to cut it, and it turns out that the watermelon was mechuber. Rava Omar Potter, Abaye Omar Chayev. Rava says he's still Potter from Achatas. That's also not called Shogeg. And Abaye says he's Chayev. That is the case of Shogeg. Rava Omar Potter, the Halon is Gavin Lechaticha Disura. Rava says he's Potter, because it's not called Shogeg, because he didn't have any Kavana for something, for cutting something that's Osir. So he didn't have Kavana Bechlal for what he was doing. Cutting something aser and cutting something mutter are two different cuttings, two different maisim. And therefore, by shogeg, you have to have kavana for what you're doing, just thinking that it's mutter. But if you didn't have kavana for what you thought you were doing, then that's bechlal, not shogeg. You knew what you were doing, you were cutting. Cutting something mechuber, something talush, is not a different maisa, and therefore it's just a shogeg. You thought this thing was talush, it was really mechuber. That's shogeg. Rashi. Niskavin lahagbias hatalush, kigon the nofel sakin baruga sayerek, niskavin lahagbio. A knife fell in a vegetable bed, and you intended to pick it up. So your intention was to pick up something that was separated from the ground. The chotach es hamechuber potter. And by mistake, you ended up cutting something that was connected to the ground. Tichsiv asher chotoba. Right? When by chatos it says, asher chotoba, the darshinim bekrisis, pratl mesasik, bedover acher, the osur dover zeh. Asher chotoba means that when you're over something beshogeng, that's chayev achatos, it has to be that you knew what you were doing. Asher chotoba. But not you were mesasik, that you were thinking of doing something else, and this came about. V'asa dover zeh, v'shogeg hechidami. So what is shogeg? Kigon sh'niskavin l'kach, aval shogeg. You knew what you were doing, exactly. Right? But you made a mistake about what the venue was. The sover shein hayom Shabbos, you thought it was Sunday. But you knew exactly what you were doing, right? Oh, sover sh'malacha zu muteres, or you thought this malacha was muter. But you knew what malacha you were doing. The zemis asik b'hagbahi haya v'lo b'chaticha. Here, you didn't know b'chla what you were doing. You were intending to pick something up, and by mistake, you cut something. It's two separate things completely. That's not called shogeg. That's called misasik. The haloi chavin achaticha disura. And Rava holds even the case where you intended to cut something, but you thought that it was unconnected to the ground, and in the end, it turned out to be connected. B'shigas Shabbos or b'shigas Malachos, right? You either forgot it was Shabbos, or you didn't weren't mechavin to cut something that's aser, but you thought that it was Sunday, or you thought that cutting this thing is okay to do. Right? I thought it's okay to cut something that's connected to the ground. That would be shogeg, but I didn't have any kavana to cut something that was connected to the ground. I intended to cut something that wasn't connected to the ground. By mistake, I ended up cutting something that was connected to the ground. So that's where it's not shogeg. That's still called misasik, according to Rava. El misasik b'chatichas heterhu. She odeshu Shabbos. The odeshu chatichas mechuber osur. He knew that it's osur to cut something mechuber, and he knew that it's Shabbos. He thought he was cutting something that was not. That's called misasik. You didn't have kavana for the maisa you were doing. And Abaye holds no. Lamaisa, since you had kavana to cut, cutting mechuber and talush is the same thing. Okay. Tosus over here points out that from Rashi is mashma that you ended up cutting something different than you planned to do in the beginning. In other words, according to the machlokus is talking where I intended to cut this thing that I thought was separated from the ground, and I ended up cutting something else that was connected. Okay? Just like the case of the socket, where I intend to pick that up, I ended up cutting something else. Tosfos says that's not a machlokas. If you ended up cutting something else, even if you intended to cut something mechuber, and you cut something else that was mechuber, Tosfos brings from Croesus, that's called, what's it called? Eino meleches machsheves. So you putter anyway. Right? It may not be misasik, but it's not meleches machsheves. For instance, if you wanted to throw something 4 amas and it went 8 amas, and you were bedafka wanted it to be the 4 amas, it's also not meleches machsheves. So Tosfos learns the machlokas is talking where it was the same thing. You wanted to cut this watermelon, but you thought it was unconnected, and it was connected. That's the machlokas of Bayin Rav. But in a case where you wanted to cut this watermelon, you ended up cutting a different watermelon, then everybody would hold your potter because it's not melech smachsheves. Rashi learns differently. Hadam miyashiv Rashi is not for this year. But that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that even if you intended to cut something different, right, then what you plan to do, still it's a machlokas between Abai and Rava, and the Tosfos holds only if you intended to cut the thing, to do the thing that you wanted to do. The Rambam makes a chiluk like this. The Rambam says that even if it's a different thing, but it's the same kind of thing. You have 2 candles, and you meant to put this one out, right, and not the other one, right, and you put the other one out, then you're still chayv. That's not called not melech machsheves, because you wanted to put out a candle. It doesn't make a difference, this candle or a different candle. But if you had, te'enim and anovim, and you wanted to do something and cut off te'enim, and instead you cut anovim, right? And it's something where it's a different thing completely, not just a different one of these things, then takets ain't not melech machsheves. Okay. Omar Rava, Minoa Meinola, Rava says, how do I know that even in the case where you mechavin lachtoch es hamechuber, lachtoch es hatolosh, the chotach es hamechuber, that's your potter, how do I know that? The Tanya, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs, the Chomer Shar Mitzvahs Mishabbos. There is a strictness that Shabbos has that's more than other mitzvahs, and there's a strictness that other mitzvahs have that Shabbos doesn't have. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more strict than other mitzvahs in the following way. Shabbos Osa Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayiv Al Kolachas Va'achas. Mashen Kein Mishar Mitzvahs. And when the Gemara is going to discuss which is the Shar Mitzvahs are. But Shabbos, if you did 2 malachas Behelam Echad, but 2 different malachas, then you're Chayiv 2 different chatos. Mashen Kein by Shar Mitzvahs, if you did something Behelam Echad, 2 different things, Behelam Echad, you only Chayiv 1 chatos. We're going to discuss what exactly we're talking about. The Chomer Shar Mitzvahs Mishabbos, and other mitzvahs have a Chomer that Shabbos doesn't have. Shebishar Mitzvahs, Shogad below Miskaven Chayiv. By other mitzvahs, if you were Shogeg without Kavana, you're what's it called? You're Chayiv. Mashen came Mishabbos. By Shabbos, right there, what's it called? If you don't have Kavana, it's shogeg, and it's also not kavana, then what's it called? Then you're not chayiv. We'll see in 1 second what the case is also. That's what the, that's the price. Now, Omar Mar, so now we're going to explain what this is going on, and we'll Rava learn from here that by Shabbos, if you had kavana for mechuber, for talush, and you cut something mechuber, that you're still potter, it's not called shogeg. Omar Mar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs, Sha Shabbos Osa Shtayim Behelem Echad Chayev HaKolachas Va'achas, Mashen Kein Mishar Mitzvahs, Hechidomi. How's that case talking? Where on Shabbos, if you did 2 things, Behelem Echad, you're going to be Chayev 2, and something similar by other mitzvahs, that if you do 2 things, Behelem Echad, you're only going to be Chayev 1 chatas. Ilei Medo'ovat Tzira Utchina, if we're talking where you did 2 separate malachas, 2 av malachas, Tzira and Tchina, the chavasa gabi shar mitzvahs, which would be parallel to other mitzvahs, ochal chayla v'dom, you did 2 different isurim, right? Hachatarti mechayiv, hachatarti mechayiv. There's no difference between them. If you do 2 separate isurim, behelam echad, you chayiv 2 chatos. Just like if you do 2 separate malachos, behelam echad, you chayiv 2 chatos. Ela shar mitzvahs delo mechayiv el echada hechidami. So how is it must be talking? Like, in order to do behelam echad by shar mitzvahs, two things, and Michayev only one chatos, it has to be kalking dochel chelev v'chelev. That you ate two pieces of chelev, behelem echad, you're only chayev, what's it called, in two different eatings, you're chayev only one chatos. The chavos agavi Shabbos, what would be parallel by Shabbos? The other ksiru ksira, where you did the same thing twice, two ksiras, right? That also is no difference. If you did ktsira twice, behelem echad, you only chayiv one chatas. Just like if you ate one a kezayis of chelev twice, you only chayiv one chatas. So there's no difference in Shabbos and shar malachas manasha. If it's talking that you did two different malachas, then that would be similar to eating dam and chelev, two by both. If it's talking about doing the same malacha of eating the same thing, then that would be the same thing, doing the same av malacha. Both of them are only chayiv one. So where's the other difference? Where it says, la'olam da'ava k'tziru techina. Right? It's talking where you did k'tzira and techina, two av malacha, so that's why in Shabbos you're chayiv two. Even though they're behelam echad, chiluk malachas, we learned that for every different malacha, you chayiv a separate chatas. Umay masha'en kem b'shar mitzvahs avodah zara. When it says b'shar mitzvahs, it doesn't mean all mitzvahs. It means specifically avodah zara. The carbon you bring, the shiggas avodah zara, that one, you're what's it called, you're chai of only one, if even though it's different things. How? Ukir Rabami. The Om Rabami, Zibeach, Vikiter, Venisech, Behaloma Achas, Eno chai of Allah Achas. Okay? If you, there are three, there's really more, but in any case, there's three that are mentioned here. Three things that if you do them to Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv, right? If you shecht something to Avodah Zarah, you burn something, what's it called, like a korban to Avodah Zarah, or you pour wine to Avodah Zarah. Those are, all of them are avodos that you're chayiv kares on, and you're chayiv a korban for it. So if you did all of them, behelem echad, even though they're different things, there's no chiluk avodos by Avodah Zarah, like by Shabbos. So it's all one avera, Avodah Zarah, even though it's three different types of Avodah Zarah, three different ways of being over Avodah Zarah. Mashenk in Shabbos, we have a limud that chiluk malachos, for every separate malacha, you chayiv a different chatas. So that's the chomer of Shabbos. If you did two malachas on Shabbos, behelem echad, you chayiv two chatos. If you did two avodos to Avodah Zarah, different ones, behelem echad, you only chayiv one chatas. So Mar says like this. The Mayokimta b'Avodah Zarah. So what are we talking about now? So the Reisha that says, Chomer b'Shabbos mi b'Shar Mitzvos, means Chomer b'Shabbos mi Avodah Zarah. Shar Mitzvos meaning Avodah Zarah. Eima Seifa. So now let's look at the Seifa and see if that pans out. Chomer b'Shar Mitzvos, she b'Shar Mitzvos shogag b'lo miskavin chayiv, ma she'en kein b'Shabbos. Okay, so now it would have to be parallel that we're talking in the Seifa also about Avodah Zarah. And what's the Seifa? That by Shar Mitzvos, if you're Shogag below Miskavein, you're Chayiv. And by Shabbos, Shogag below Miskavein is Potter. Okay? So that means, what's it called? Chay Shogag below Miskavein, that Avodah Zarah Hekidami. Must be also talking about Avodah Zarah. Not all the mitzvahs, but Avodah Zarah. So there must be a case where you can be Shogag below Miskavein by Avodah Zarah, and you'll still be Chayiv. Okay, how's that Shaya? Hekidami. If you thought it was a shul, and you bowed down to it, right? So you're bowing down to the Rabbanu Shalom. So it's, and you made a mistake, you thought it was an indartus. You're surely not going to be chayiv, what's it called, shigdas avodah zorah, because libo l'shamay, right? You didn't have any intention of being over to avodah zorah b'chlal. So that can't be a case where shogag v'lo niskavein, that you'll be chayiv achatas. The Ella, the Chazi in Darta, the Sogidla. You saw an Avodah Zarah, and you bowed down to it. Okay? Hechidami. So how's it talking? Ida Kibla Ele Beloa Mezidu. If you bow down to this Avodah Zarah and accept it as a god, you're amazing. That's not even a shogig. That's amazing. The Ida Lo Kibla Ele Beloa Lav Klumu. And if you bow down to this in Darta and you didn't accept it as a god, then it's nothing. Right, so what'd you do? Ela me'avo me'ira. Right, it's talking out of love or fear of a human being. Right, so ha'nichol abaya domer chayiv. Abaya says me'avo me'ira is chayiv. Right, So what's it called over here? You'd also be chayv, right? By what's it called? By avodah zarah. But you wouldn't be chayv in a similar situation. Me'avu me'yira by Shabbos. No, me'avu me'yira. That's the case where by avodah zarah you would be what's it called? Chayv. You'd be chayv. That doesn't mean by Shabbos you'd be chayv. Tosa says it's just that we found the case of avodah zarah. We haven't yet discussed how that would pan out by Shabbos. Because Tosfos points out that if you were Mechal Shabbos, right, Meira, right, you'd also be Chayiv. If somebody threatened to torture you, right, but not, what's it called, Pikuach Nefesh, you'd also be Chayiv if you were Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara right now is not discussing how it works out by Shabbos, just we found a case by Avodah Zarah that Shogad, Velo Neskavein, would be what's it called? Not you're not mechavin for avodah zarah. You're mechavin to get the suffering, like the torture away. You still be chayv. That's good according to Abaye. Domer chayv. Ella the Rava domer potter ma'ikel meimer. But according to Rava, who holds that even by what's it called by avodah zarah, if you do it me'ava me'yira, you're potter. So where's the case of avodah zarah that shogad v'lo nishkavein is chayv? Ela ba'omer mutter. Must be that you thought it's okay to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's the case of Shogad v'lo Niskavi. Okay? Masha'en came b'Shabbos to Potter Lagamri. But by Shabbos, if you said Omer mutter, you'd be Potter. Right? Samara says, that's not true. Ad kan lo boy mine rova mi Rav Nachman el elichiyu v'chada elichiyu v'tarte. Right? Rava asked Rav Nachman whether a person is Omer mutter by Shabbos. He doesn't know that he forgot Iker Shabbos. He forgot Bechlal, the Indian of Shabbos. He's Omer Mutter, right? Shaila is, are you Chayiv one Chatos, or are you Chayiv two Chatos, right? Are you Chayiv for every Shabbos, or are you Chayiv just one for all the Shabbos that you did, right? Or Shogag Bezeh Bezeh, that's the case we had before, right? You don't know it's Shabbos, and you don't know there's Malachas. So if you don't know there's any Malachas, and you don't know it's Shabbos, it's like Bechlal, like you're Omer Mutter. There's no reason to think there's anything awesome. I don't know what Shabbos, I don't know these malachas are asr. That's Omer Mutter. So the only shaila is, are you chayiv one or are you chayiv two? Right? Is it two isurim or is it one? Have a miftri legamri lo. But to be potter completely, not. So we still haven't found a case, right, according to Rava, where shogad velo niskavim davon azar is going to be chayiv. Right? All the cases we try don't work out. Well, let's see Rashi. Masha'en came b'shar mitzvahs, kula mefarish lo diozel. The Gemara is going to discuss it completely. Shogag below miskabe. Lekamen mefarish lo. The Gemara is going to discuss what this case is, shogag below miskabe. Chela v'dam, dumya de tchino k'tzira, shem shnei gufim. Right? Chela v'dam is similar to k'tzira and tchina. They are two separate kinds of isur. Since we learn by Shabbos that k'tzira and tchina is like two different isurim, there's two chatols for it. And chela v'dam is also two separate kinds of Isurim, right? So that can't be the case because they're the same. Both cases, you chayiv two chatos. Ela gabi shar mitzvahs, hechi domi the potter, kigon chela v'chela. Must be by shar mitzvahs, where are you potter and only chayiv one chatos, not two, if you ate two zesim of chela in two achilus, behele mechot, that you chayiv only one chatos, behele mechot. The Rebbeinu Sechas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Mises, Yolif Lemilsei Mikra, De'ein Chilek Chatos La'akum. So Gemara says, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. And even though you did different kinds of Avodos, it's not like doing different kinds of Malachas on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we learn the special Pasuk that Yesh Chilek Malachas. Each Malach is considered a separate Avera. Masha'en came by Avodah Zarah, each Avodah is not considered a separate Avera. It's just another kind of Avodah Zarah. It's all one generic kind of thing. So that's good. So we have the ratio, right? It's possible to do two separate malachos on Shabbos and b'chayiv two chatos, and two separate avodos and avodah zarah and b'chayiv only one chatos. Vishtachavela, but how is the seifa going to work out now? Where's the case that by avodah zarah, shogad v'lo niskavein is chayiv a chatos, and on Shabbos, the same shogad v'lo niskavein is potter from a chatos? That's what we're trying to find out, which we won't find out till Sunday, right? But Lamaisa, that's what the Gemara is investigating now, and eventually it's going to come out to be a raya to Rava, that the case that has to be is like Rava's case, where you're mechaven to cut something, that was talush, and by mistake you cut something that was mechuber, and that's not called shogeg, that's called misasek, similar to avodah zara, similar thing avodah zara, and there you would be chayiv, even though you didn't have kavana for what you were doing. That's still called shogeg by avodah zara, but it's not called shogeg by Shabbos. Vishtachavala, v'hainu shogad, she avodah zara below miskavim. Okay, so this, the Gemara thinks is maybe the case. You saw, what's it called, a shul, and you thought it was a shul, and you bowed down to it, right? And you weren't mechaven to be mishtachava to avodah zara, right? And you were shogeg because you didn't think it was avodah zara, thought it was a shul. And you never intended to be mishtachava to avodah zara. Right, this ishtachava was meant to be for a shul, so that's shogeg v'lo niskavim. Okay, so Mara says harili b'lo shomayim. You wouldn't bring a chatas there b'chlau. What do you mean on avodah zara? You're chayiv in such a case. Umachiyuv yesh kan. Afilu yodashu beis avodah zara ishtachava b'lo shomayim ein chiyuv kan. Even if you knew it was avodah zara, and you what's it called, and you dafka said I'm not mechavin to bow down to this l'shem avodah zara. Right, I want to bow down for other reasons. I'm not doing this because I'm kabbal. This is a god, and it's avodah zara. Just doing the action of bowing, then you wouldn't be chayiv either. Right? Tosfos here speaks about the fact that if that's the case, then why is there ever yahorig val yavar by avodah zara? You just have in your mind that you don't mean anything, and you can bow all day. What? Yeah. So Tosfos mentions that also possibility, but the halacha is even betzina. It's not only befarhesia. Right, it's not only Atzchil Hashem, even if it's being between you and the goy. Okay, so Tosfos makes a chiluk. The Pashut Teretz is that ain't a chinami. It could be that there's no chiyuv, but still Yoharik Valyavar. Not allowed to do it. Okay, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be killed. Right, but if you did do it, you're not chayiv. That's not such wild, because the Rambam says clearly that any case where it's Yoharik Valyavar and you weren't Yoharig Valyavar. You were over, you still don't get Mrs. Bezdin, because it's an honest. Somebody forced you to do it. Right? So it's possible that if you did it, you wouldn't be chayiv anything. Right? You won't be chayiv Misa. But, Lamaisa, what's it called, if you're chayiv to be Moser Nefesh. Two separate din. Same thing over here. If you did it, you wouldn't be chayiv Achatas. But Lamaisa, what's it called, you're not allowed to do it, you have to be killed first. Okay. In Darta, so the Gemara says, so that can't be the case, where you thought it was a shul, and you were mechaven to be mishtachav elishamayim, and it turned out to be avodah zara. There's no chiyuv chatas in such a case, bechlau. So you can't say, and that's the case where avodah zara is niskavein, shogad velo niskavein, and you're chayiv. You're not chayiv. In Darta, tzuras hamelech, shows from the covenant hamelech, tishtachav velo l'shem elohus. Or maybe the case is where there was an idol, a statue, that was made in the honor of the king, not for avodah zara, right? People bowed down to it to honor the king, okay? And you bowed down to it. So it depends. If you were mekabel for avodah zara, then you're amazed, right? You made this idol to the king in avodah zara, this a statue to the king. So that's amazing. Elamai, what's it called? You weren't mekabel, then it didn't do anything, same as king as before. All you did was give honor to the king. You didn't have any kavon of avodah zara, so you're not chayiv any chatas, right? Me'av me'ira, see where it says no. It's talking where you did have kavana to be mekabel as a god, but me'av me'ira. Me'avas adam or me'iras adam, hishtachav al avodah zara. The korile shogeg below miskavin, kolomer shogeg b'hochi, the sover kivin the ain miskavin libo lelahus mutter. You did it out of love for somebody, or out of fear for somebody. You were afraid of the repercussions, so you what's it called? You bowed down and you said, "I'm a kabbal. This is a god." So you mamish were over the avodah zara, but in your heart you only did it because you wanted to escape the suffering. You didn't really mean it, so you thought that's okay. So you shogeg below miskavim. You thought that it's okay to bow down to avodah zara and to say that you're right. Oh my God, you know what's it called? You're accepting it as a god, verbally, when in your heart you're only doing it because you want to avoid torture. Okay. Ela ba'omer mutter. So Mara says that can't be the case either, because that only is good according to Abaya, who says that in such a case you chayev achatas. But Rava holds mi'avul mi'yira, you're potter from achatas. So according to Rava, this can't be the meaning of the brice. Ela ba'omer mutter. Must be, according to Rava, it's talking by omer mutter. Right? Kigon gershin is gayer bein hanochrim. A ger was megayer bein hanochrim, kisavar shein avodah zarah b'torah. And he thought, there's no such thing as avodah zarah. You're allowed to serve avodah zarah. Right? God wants you to serve him, but it doesn't care if you serve other gods too. Right? Should for some avodah zarah. Okay. Right? That's what he thought. Okay. And we said, the mice, how to base the megayer guy and not tell him that, you know, avodah zarah. So we said that the simple answer is, he was a ger cotton. That was this guy, or amongst Goyim, and his parents then were separated from him. He never had a chance to learn. So he thought he's Jewish, but Jews were allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. The Korelei Shogag below Miskavin. And that's called Shogag below Miskavin, Omer Mutter. Right? The Potter Lagamre, Bitmia. So what would be parallel to Shabbos? Omer Mutter on Shabbos. Gershon is Geyer, Bein Ha'akum. And also, he's Potter completely. Verse is not true. At least the Mishnah tells us. Speaks about why he didn't mean right from the Mishnah, right? Why from Rava. But even from Rava's question, right, Helam Zebazeh, which is like Omer Mutter, is at least high of one chatas. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if you're Gershon is Guy or Bein Ha'akum, and you never knew about Shabbos, you're high of one carbon, right, for your whole life. But you are high of something. Nobody holds your potter completely. Ad kan lokum iboy mine Rava mir of Nachman, Helam Zebazeh biyadu ma'u le'el, the Pirkin. The Hainu Omer Mutter, right? Rava asked Rav Nachman by Helam Zevazev, where you shogeg b'Shabbos and Malachos, which is basically Omer Mutter. There's no reason to think there's anything Osir. I thought it's Sunday, and I thought these things even if b'Shabbos is Mutter. So there's no way that I think anything's Osir. Still, you're chayv at least one chatos. The Hainu Omer Mutter, the Omer ain't Shabbos b'Torah, Hainu Helam Zevazev, right? That's Helam Zevazev, is like saying there's no such thing as Shabbos. And still, what's it called? You're chayv a chatos. Same thing in the Mishnah. Gershon is Geyer, right? Yodeya, Sheini Yodeya Iker Shabbos, right? Is Chayiv one Chattas at the end of his life, right? If he never finds out differently. But at least one Chattas, you're Chayiv. So that can't be the case either. So in any case, Tosus here says that that which the Gemara says, Me'avil Me'yira, that you did it either because of great love, you didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings, right? You had great love for this guy, and he wanted you to bow down to this Avodah Zarah, and you didn't want to hurt his feelings, so you bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and you say, I'm a Kabbalah as a God, and in your heart you're saying, I'm just doing it out of love for this guy. Or great fear. Guy said he's going to torture you, and you, what's it called, said, okay, I'll bow down to the Avodah Zarah, I'm a Kabbalah as a God, in my heart I'm only doing it to get rid of the torture. So Tosa says, that only is to the Gemara at this point is only trying to find a case where Shogag v'lo miskavin by Avodah Zarah is chayiv. But we didn't get yet to what would be by Shabbos. Because this doesn't answer the question. Because by Shabbos, if I'm a chal Shabbos because I want to avoid torture, I'm also chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. Now this is a big shayla. Tosfos says, therefore, if a goy comes and he says to me, cook me a steak on Shabbos, or I'm going to torture. I'm not going to kill you, right? But I'm going to, what's it called, put bamboo shoots into your fingernails. And I'll make sure you don't die, right? So don't worry about it, right? No pikuach nefesh over here. So don't tell me it's pikuach nefesh, okay? No pikuach nefesh. I want you to, what's it called, be mechal Shabbos, and I'm hungry. So Shaila is, what's the halacha l'gabi that? So Tosis says clearly that you bichayev achatas. Means that you're mechal Shabbos minat Torah. The Pnei Yoshua says, and that's what's it called, what the Mahadam Aram learns in Tosis. The Pnei Yoshua says can't be, because it'd be Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. I don't want to cook a steak because I want a steak. I want to cook a steak because I don't want to get tortured. Same thing. I don't want to kill a snake because I want to kill snakes. I want to kill a snake, shouldn't bite me. That's Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. The Marik says the same thing, that a person who's Mavashel, in order to be saved from Nisar Yisurim, is it only Nisar Drabbanan? And the Prima Godim says, therefore, if a goy comes to you and he says, I'd like to see you be over an Isser. Okay? You choose the Isser. Either be Mechal Shabbos, cook me a steak, or eat Nevela. Okay, so the Prima Gadim says better to cook the steak. Why? Because even though Shabbos is a worse issue than Nevela, but if you'll cook the steak because you don't want to get tortured, right, you're only over Nisadur Abonim, because Melacha Shein Tzirich Legufa. But if you eat the Nevela, you're over Nisadur Aisa, right, we're talking Pikuch Nefesh, where the guy's going to kill you. So you're allowed to eat the Nevela, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, better than Mechal Shabbos than to eat the Nevela, because Shabbos only gives Nisadur Abonim. Many Achronim argue on this Marik, and they say that's not called Melacha Shein Tzirich Legufa. Melacha Shein Tzirich Legufa is where if I'm killing a snake, so it shouldn't bite me, right? Nobody wants the snake dead to be dead. They just don't, everybody involved, right, it was me, wants the snake not to bite me. So I'm not doing it to kill the snake, to get the snake's skin or whatever. I'm doing it totally for a reason not like done in the Mishkan. But in the case where the goy says, I want you to cook me a steak, the goy wants a steak cooked. And I'm doing it al das of the goy. So I'm basically cooking a steak, except I'm cooking the steak with the intention of cooking a steak to save me from torture. Right? I'm not cooking the steak to save from torture. I'm cooking the steak that should be a cooked steak so the goy will have it and he won't torture me. It's like two steps. So here is Melacha Shetrich Legufa. I'm basically cooking a steak so there'll be a steak. The reason I'm cooking a steak so there'll be a steak is to get away from the torture, right? It's different than killing a snake in order to that it shouldn't bite me. I'm not killing the snake for its skin in order that it shouldn't bite me. There's no second step here. It's direct. I'm killing the snake only it shouldn't bite me. Masha'enkin over here, I'm cooking the steak so there should be a steak. And I need a steak in order that the guy shouldn't kill me. But I'm cooking the steak because there should be a steak. I'm not cooking the steak. It's not as if the guy said, I don't care if there's a steak or not, but if you'll cook it, right, then I won't torture you. He says, I want you to cook me a dish so I can eat it. So I'm cooking something to be eaten, but my contention of cooking it to be eaten is I shouldn't avoid torture. That's not called Melacha Shein Tzirich Legufa. What? That the Chasam Sofer says. Right. Okay, another shayla will be like this. How about a doctor, right? The halacha is that you can't be mechal Shabbos mi isurei deraisa to heal a goy, save a goy's life on Shabbos. Only isurei rabbanan. So a Jewish doctor is called to a goyish patient, and he has to do something, it's an isurei deraisa, to save the goy's life. But he's not doing it for the sake of the goy's life, because that he's not allowed to do. He's doing it because he'll lose his license if he doesn't save the goy's life. Right, or there'll be Ava, other Goyim won't treat Jews, or whatever. So there's a sad to say, it's only a Sidrabbanan. I'm not healing the Goy for the sake of healing. I'm healing the Goy for the sake of not losing my license, or there shouldn't be hatred, and other Jews shouldn't suffer, or whatever. And there was a psak from the Vad Arba Rotzos that a Jewish doctor is allowed to heal Goyish patients on Shabbos with even Isurei Deraisa, because of Eva. Eva, Pashas, means Pikuach Nefesh, meaning if Jews don't heal Goyim, Goyim aren't going to heal Jews. It's like Vaday, so it doesn't have to be right here. It's that's what's going to happen. So it's Pikuach Nefesh for another Jew if I don't heal this Goy, right? But others learn Eva just means Eva, but it doesn't mean that there's going to be danger to other Jews' lives. It's going to bring out hatred to Jews, okay? But still, I'm not doing it to save the Goy's life. That's Melacha Tzrich Legufa. I'm doing it to save Jews from hatred. So it's Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. Now it's Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. It's only Nisad Rabbanan. Nisad Rabbanan you're allowed to do for a Goy on Shabbos to save his life. Only Nisad Raisana. So once it becomes Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, it's only the Rabbanan and the Yabi Omer, the Avadya Yosef, holds like that. That's why Jewish doctors are allowed to save Goyish a patient's life, even with Yisurei Daraisa, because of the Psy kind of things. When the Gemara says it's Aser, it means if you're doing it to save the life of the Goy, there's no other considerations. But today, there are plenty of other considerations, of Eva and whatever, and therefore, it should become Mutter, because basically, the Yisurei is always going to be only the Rabbanan, because it's not a single group. The Marsha says, similar thing by the Mekoshesh. The Gemara says, the Mekoshesh, why did he was Mechal Shabbos, L'shem Shammai? The Jews said that they lost their chelik in Olam Haba, the Dor HaMidbar, according to one opinion, and they, what's it called, and they were doomed to the Midbar, so they felt, it's Hefker. What do we got to lose? So he would, Dafka was Michal Shabbos to teach them that you're going to be Chayiv Misa, right? So you better watch out. To impress upon them that it's not a Hefker belt, even though they're in the Midbar and they lost their Chelik in Olam Haba. So he intended to do this not for the sake of Mekosha Sheitzim, he intended to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. And the Marsha says that's Lachas Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. Lemaisa, he never was Michal Shabbos by Nisa Dorais, only Nisa Dorabonin, right? Could be they didn't even ask her then, in the Midbar. It wasn't even Asr. But the Beis Din had to go on what they saw. They didn't know what was in his heart. They couldn't. They can't go on what's in the person's heart. So really, he was only over an Isser Derabanan. So he wasn't really Michal Shabbos. He did it L'Shem Shemayim. The Beis Din had to kill him because they can only go on what they see. And he was Mekabel L'Hasra, right? But still, he did it L'Shem Shemayim. In fact, it wasn't Michal Shabbos. He was only over an Isser Derabanan, not an Isser Deraisa. But you see that same idea, that if you do an Isser Deraisa, but your kavana is for a different purpose, even though you need to do this thing that you're doing for its purpose, for that different purpose, that's still called Malchus Eishel Gufa. But that's a Machlokas Achronim, whether that's true or not, right? Whether doing it for the purpose that it is, but that in it all for a different purpose is called Malchus Eishel Gufa or not. Or it has to be directly for a different purpose, where you don't have any kavana at all for the Iker purpose.